the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boy, faster! And Silver!
In a well-hidden camp, not far from the boom town of Blue River, the Lone Ranger watched Tonto mount his horse and prepare to ride.
Steady, bud, steady.
Right into Blue River, Tonto. I'm sure Nels Jorgensen has finished working on my guns by now.
Me get them.
While you're gone, I'll put our gear together. We'll break camp tonight.
We ride south, Kemosabe?
Oh, in that general direction. I'm anxious to have my guns in good working order before we go anyplace.
Get them up, scout!
The footsteps of Mark Kelsey, grizzled old lawman of Blue River, echoed sharply as he entered his office in search of Wayne Shepherd, the young deputy.
Wayne! Oh, Wayne! No, where
right
is
he? Right here, Sheriff. Been sweeping out the jailhouse. Haven't had anybody in there for over a week.
Well, that's liable to change real sudden-like.
Trouble?
Not yet. But I hear Flick Gentry's in town. He just racked his bronc at the El Dorado Saloon.
Flick Gentry, huh? That means trouble.
Red Thorpe and his crew of long riders ain't far away.
What'll we do? Walk up to the El Dorado
and... Don't take two of us to handle a yellow skunk like Gentry. I'll take care of him. But I might need my gun. Nels Jorgensen's been cleaning it for me. Drop over to his shop and pick it up, will you, Wayne?
Sure. Sure I will.
Meet me in front of the El Dorado.
Hi, Nels.
Vane. Well, I'm glad to see you. It isn't often that you come in the shop anymore.
Sheriff and I have been pretty busy since the boom started.
Yes, I know.
Between mines, cutting camps, and cattle ranches... Got our hands full.
I hope there isn't.
Well, nothing serious. By the way, Nels, if you're through working on the sheriff's gun, he wants me to pick it up.
Oh, yes, of course. Here it is. There wasn't much work. Just line up the firing pin.
Thanks. Say, what's that cutter you're working on now? The one in the vise.
Oh, that. It belongs to a customer.
Never saw a gun exactly like that one before. Mind if I take a look at it?
Oh, not at all. Here.
Boy, silver mounted Colt, huh? What model is it?
Oh, special. Custom made. The mate to it's over there on the bench.
Mm. I'd give a lot to own a gun
now,
like...
Now, watch out. It's loaded.
I just wanted to look at it. Quite a bit of difference between that and the sheriff shooting iron, ain't there?
Naturally. A custom-made gun mounted in a special frame can't be compared to an ordinary sort of a gun. What's that? Sounds
the
like
Eldorado. Trouble. Maybe the sheriff's in trouble. He'll need his gun. I'll see you later, Ned.
Vane, wait a minute. You've taken the wrong...
It's really my fault. I never should have taken that gun out of the vise and shown it to him. Now, not that he'll misuse it or anything, but... Oh, it's you. I suppose you've come for those guns you left to be overhauled.
You through fix them?
Yes, I finished working on them, but...
What matter?
Well, Vane Shepherd, the deputy sheriff, he was just in here to pick up Mark Kelsey's gun. He noticed the Colt. I had it in the vise. And then when he heard that ruckus going on up there at the El Dorado, he ran out real quick and, well, he picked up the wrong gun. I'm sorry it happened, but there was...
That all right. You, me, we go to Sloan, ask Lawman, give back gun.
Sure, that's what we'll do. Just a minute till I lock up the shop.
What's wrong, Sheriff? I was in the gun shop and I heard the noise, so I came
as fast... You got here, Wayne. Flick Gentry's kicking up a little commotion.
Oh?
Did you bring my gun?
Yeah. Here. What are you going to do?
Well, we're going to wade through this crowd. Come on.
Right with you, Sheriff.
Now, what's more, if any of you hombres don't like it, you can get out.
Yeah, better hunt the floor, boys.
Wait. Here comes Sheriff Kelsey. Your ass shoulder, huh? I've got about as much use for you.
Most of that gun, Gentry. You're under arrest.
Yeah? That's what you think.
Give me that gun.
If it's lead, you want tin star.
Watch it, Sheriff. He's got his gun.
Oh, my arm!
You winged him. Good shooting, Sheriff.
Pick up his gun, Wayne. Then get him out of here. A few days in jail will cool him off.
Sure. I'll take care of it.
Fastest shooting I ever saw.
They don't come any faster than Mark Kelsey.
Sheriff!
Well, hello, Jurgensen. Say, that's a good job you did on my gun. It works better than ever.
Mark, I saw what happened. I'm glad you're not hurt.
Who's your engine friend?
Well, he called for a gun. There's been a mistake, Mark. When Vane came in the shop a few minutes ago, he picked up the wrong gun and
Gun?
Yeah.
Ain't this my... Oh, you're right. I never noticed till this minute that...
Here's yours. Let me have that.
Why, sure, here. That's a mighty fine shooting iron. Whoever owns it ought to be proud of a gun like
that. Yes. You take it to your friend, Indian. We'll pick up the other one at the shop. There. I'm sure glad that's straightened out. I know... Look out, Sheriff.
What the...
Behind you, near the bar. He just come in the front door.
Oh, Red Thorpe and Clay Vance. I might have known it. Coyotes always run in packs.
Hey, look at the sheriff. He's going for his gun. You better get him.
Any time I clear out Mark's gun never even cleared leather.
Sheriff.
How many of you?
So what happened to a lawman who thought he could draw?
Mark, what's wrong?
Who's he?
The deputy. The one that herded Flick out of here just before...
All right, Bob, hand over the key to that tin can calaboose of yours.
Why, you dirty coyote.
I said hand over the key.
Draw, Vane, draw. Don't let an outlaw bluff you.
I...
Go ahead and try it. I've got some more lead here that's just itching to plug a law dog's hide. Now give me that key. Good. Come on, Clay. Flick's been in jail almost 5 minutes. We don't break him out, he'll think we gone soft.
Yeah.
Well, how do you like that? Wayne Shepherd never even pulled a gun.
Yeah, plain deputy we got. Yeah, that's what's wrong. Just plain yellow.
He's dead, Nels. Mark is dead.
Yes. It's a shame. A brave lawman is killed in line of duty and leaves a...
Leaves what?
Nothing, Vane. I was talking without thinking.
But I know what you were thinking. The same thing everybody else is saying.
Now, Vane, there's no need for you...
Mark is gone. And I've got to take his place as sheriff of Blue River.
That's right.
But it's something I can't do. Because I haven't got the nerve. You saw what happened a few minutes ago.
Nobody will blame you for not drawing your gun when Red Thorpe had you under a coal trap. We all saw it.
Well, that wasn't the trouble. It was... Well, there's no use trying to explain. I've got another job to do now. Telling Louise Kelsey what happened to her dad.
Yes, I know.
But Mark, we can't leave him here.
Don't worry, Vane. I'll take care of everything.
Wayne.
Louise, honey, I've got to tell you something.
No, you don't. One of the men who was in the El Dorado has already told me about Dad. I...
Louise.
I'm not going to cry. Dad wouldn't want me to. Were you there, Wayne? Do you know who killed him?
An outlaw named Red Thorpe. I wasn't there, but Nels Jorgensen told me it was on the square. Thorpe just outdrew the sheriff, that's all.
Somehow, I never thought it would happen this way. Dad was always so sure,
Louise,
he could...
your father was faster on the draw than any man in the country. Walking up here from the saloon, I did a lot of thinking. Red Thorpe bluffed me down tonight after your dad was killed. He bluffed me because he knew that I knew I don't stand a chance in a gunfight with him.
Wayne, you don't mean... Oh, you can't mean
if
you
Mark won't... Kelsey couldn't beat him to the draw, what chance have I got?
But...
Ever hear of buck fever? Well, I've got it. Got it so bad my hands are shaking right now. That's the truth, Louise. You might as well know.
I... There's nothing I can say.
The whole thing's really my fault. If I hadn't gotten your dad's shooting iron mixed up with a magic gun down at Nels Jorgensen's shop, he wouldn't have winged Flick Gentry so easy. And then...
Magic gun? What are you talking about?
It's the only explanation that makes sense. That silver-mounted Colt must have had some kind of magic that... Oh, what's the use of talking about it?
I think you're right, Wayne. Talking won't bring my father back. Nor will it help you lose your buck fever, whatever that is.
I'm sorry, Louise, but I...
I've got another name for it. Cowardice.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I am a coward.
Please go now, Wayne. I'd much rather be alone.
Louise, I...
No. Good night, Wayne.
Good night. Leave that lamp. Oh, here it is.
That's better. I don't like to sit in the dark.
What? Mask? Who are you? What are you doing here?
Oh, my identity isn't important. I'm here to see the sheriff of Blue River.
Sheriff's dead.
I know. But you were his deputy. He'd have wanted you to take his place.
How do you know so much about it?
An Indian friend of mine was in the El Dorado tonight when Mark Kelsey was killed. The sheriff was using my gun just a few moments before.
Your gun? That must have been the one I picked up in Jorgensen's shop.
That's right.
Well, what do you want with me?
An answer to the same question everyone in town is asking. Are you going to let Red Thorpe and his gang continue to bluff you?
Well, I... There's nothing I can do about it. Thorpe's faster on the draw than I am.
No, he isn't. You're as quick as Thorpe any day. Now, the law's got to stop him, and you're the law.
No, not anymore, I'm not. I'm going to turn in my badge. Leave town.
Wouldn't it be better to stay here, face Thorpe, and beat him?
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. First, because you're some kind of an owl hoot, or you wouldn't be wearing a mask. And second, you're packing a magic gun. I saw it in Jorgensen's shop. I saw it in action.
You're wrong, Wayne. There's no magic in my gun. Who's that?
Why, I don't know.
Come on out, you $10. We'll come in and drag you.
But it's Red Thorpe and his gang.
Turn on the lamp and open the door.
What? They'll start shooting.
Do what I tell you. Put out the light, then open the door. Hurry.
Well, I... All right.
I'll say exactly what I tell you to stay.
You better come out, Vance Toter, before we riddle that sack with lead.
Tell him to come and get you.
I get... Come and get me!
Listen to that! Open up, boy!
See, they're going to...
Lie down, hug the floor. I'll do the shooting.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. As Red Thorpe and his men poured round after round of lead into Wayne Shepherd's house, the outlaw leader dismounted and approached the open door. He carried a blazing six-gun in each hand.
Look, he's coming in. We haven't got a chance, even though you
We're
have
been... in the dark. They don't know there's anyone here but you.
What difference does that make?
Repeat everything I say. You understand?
Oh, right, I'll do it.
Good. Now, as soon as he comes a little closer...
Come on out of there, Sheriff. You're still able to walk.
Tell him to drop his guns.
Right. Drop your guns, Thorpe.
What? Why are you... Oh, why are you knocking my shooting irons right out of my hand?
Tell him to order the other men to stop firing.
All right. Tell your men to stop shooting, Red. You're covered.
Hold your fire, boys. Hold it.
Stand where you are and put up your hands.
You threw a couple of lucky shots and
reach.
Oh, all right. Now what are you going to do, Tin Star? Play and flick and see the play you're making. You drill me, they'll get you.
Stand still.
Hey, what are you doing?
You're right, Red. This play's an even draw. If I kill you, I get killed. I'm going to let you go. I'll take your men and leave.
Trying to save your own hide, huh? All right, your proposition's fair enough. I'll take it.
But remember, the next time I see you, it's going to be different.
Yeah?
I'm going to arrest you for breaking Flick Gentry out of jail and for murder.
Yeah? You won't be so lucky with your gun the next time we meet.
Just remember what I said. I'll take your men and get out of here.
You? Well, all right, law dog. Come on, boys.
Well, glad that's over. If it hadn't been
Wayne,
for you...
Wayne, are you here?
Louise.
Oh, I heard the shooting, then I saw those men right away. That was Red Thorpe, wasn't it?
Yes.
Then you did outshoot him. Oh, Wayne, I'm so glad...
No, it wasn't me, Louise. I didn't fire a shot. And I've still got it. That buck fever I was telling you about.
But who... I mean, who was here with you?
The man who owns that magic gun.
Magic?
He's tall, wears a black mask. He's an outlaw, I guess.
Well, where is he now?
Right over there by the... Well, he's gone. He must have left by the back door just when you came up.
Who is he? What's his name?
I don't know. And the worst part of it is, he coached me to tell Red Thorpe I'd arrest him on sight. He's gone. Now what'll I do?
Oh, Silver, oh. Say, big fella.
You all right, Kimasabi? Me hear shots. They're big gunfights.
Steady, big fella. Oh, not much of a fight, Tonto. Red Thorpe knows he has Wayne Shepherd scared, so he's trying to back it up.
Young Longman plenty scared.
Yes, and there's no reason for it. He's a good shot. But when he saw Mark Kelsey kill, he lost his nerve.
Oh, that's plenty bad.
He thinks it's all because my gun has some sort of magic his gun doesn't possess.
How you help him?
Oh, I don't know, Tonto. But we've got to do something before tomorrow morning. Before Wayne Shepherd meets Red Thorpe on the street.
How about it, Red? What are we going to do?
Do?
Yeah. That was some pretty fancy shooting the kid sprung on us. We've got the town buffaloed now, but if this lawman figures he can outdraw you, it might
Listen,
not be...
Listen, you hombres never seen anybody beat me to the draw, have you?
Not up until tonight.
He threw a couple of lucky shots, that's all. Now, both of you keep your eyes peeled tomorrow. When that bad stutter pokes his head out of doors, just let me know.
Sure, Red.
No matter what happened tonight, I've got him scared and he knows it. Why, I'll drill the critter before he ever slaps leather.
Mustn't do it.
Red Thorpe is the man who killed your father, Louise.
I know, but if he's a dangerous gunman, you'll just be committing suicide. Oh, Dad wouldn't want you to do that.
At least I'll be able to meet Mark with a clear conscience.
No, Wayne, please. I'm sorry I called you a coward. Why, I must have been crazy to do that. Oh, please.
I'm not brave, if that's what you mean. I'm scared stiff right this minute. I'll be twice as scared tomorrow morning when I try to arrest Red Thorpe.
It isn't worth it, Wayne. He's already taken Dad. I can't let him take you, too.
Oh, don't cry, Louise. Don't. I'm doing what I have to do, even when I know I'm licked. doing what I should have done when he shot Mark.
I know. We'll be married tonight. Leave Blue River. Start all over someplace and
leaving town wouldn't help. Because I could never run away from myself.
Oh, there must be some way to make you...
Only way I know to change the odds would be to get hold of that magic gun the masked outlaw uses. Nobody could miss with a shooting iron like that.
But if you don't know who he is, how can you...
Somebody at the door. Shall I?
No, I'll answer it.
Oh, good evening, Miss Kelsey.
Oh, Nels, come in.
I guess you know how I feel about your father.
Thank you, Nels.
But that's not the reason for me bothering you at this time of the night. I'm looking for Wayne Shepherd.
I'm right over here, Nels.
I can't see very well without my glasses. I'm glad I found you, Wayne.
Anything special?
Nothing except that murderer, Red Thorpe, is down at the El Dorado, boasting about how he's going to kill you in the morning.
He may be right.
No! Oh, Nels, talk to him, won't you? Don't let him do it.
Then you must be figuring on meeting Mr. Thorpe tomorrow.
I'll meet him. I'd be letting Mark down if I didn't.
That has nothing to do with it. You don't have a chance
against... Yes, he does, Louise.
What do you mean?
I had a visitor down at the shop a few minutes ago. A customer of mine. And a friend of yours.
Friend?
He's a tall man. Wears a black mask.
The outlaw. And,
he was telling me how you two had met. And how you figured he owned some kind of a magic gun.
Well, it must be. When Mark had it, he wing-flicked Gentry. When he used his own gun, he was killed. And tonight over at my house...
Yes, I heard about that.
Well, maybe magic isn't exactly the right word... But I'd give anything to own a gun like it. Especially right now.
Hmm. Then maybe I better make a confession.
Confession?
What do you mean, Nels?
I worked on the masked man's gun. And I can work on yours, Wayne.
You mean do something to make
him... Just as magic like as his.
Oh, Nels!
Will you?
It wasn't my idea, but that's the reason I'm here. Let me see your gun, Wayne.
Sure. Here it is.
Hmm. I think I can fix it all right. Come to the shop the first thing in the morning.
I'll be there at daybreak.
The sun's up, Nels. You ought to be here almost any minute.
Sure this is right? What we are doing?
Unless I'm mistaken in my judgment of a man.
I'd bet my last dollar on Wayne Shepherd.
How about Red Thorpe? Did you find him, Toto?
Him stay in saloon all night. Say, start to look for lawmen when sunrise.
Good.
But
we'll
here
be...
comes Wayne now, just crossing the street.
We'll go into the back room, Toto, and stay out of sight. Remember what I told you, Nels.
I won't forget.
Morning, Nels. Have you...
Here it is, Wayne.
Did you fix it?
Just the way I fixed his gun. Did the same kind of a job.
All right. I'm ready now. For anything.
You're sure? No more buck fever?
Not with a magic gun.
That's what I hoped you'd say. Good luck, Wayne.
Although it was early morning and almost everyone in Blue River was awake, there was a stillness of death over the town. Men and women crowded the sidewalks and doorways, but there was no movement nor sound. Even the breeze was stilled. Not a leaf quivered in the torpid heat of the morning sun. Wayne Shepherd walked slowly down the center of the street. When he'd traveled half the distance between the gun shop and the El Dorado Cafe, a figure moved out from there and stood waiting for him. It was Red Thorpe. Wayne Shepherd saw the man who waited for him. His body bent slightly. His hands hung free near the gun which swung at his hip. His machine-like pace didn't falter. He moved steadily ahead. The silence around the stalking figure deepened. The sidewalks and doorways were packed with people, but not a sound issued from them. Time stood still as the deadly march went on. Eyes alone followed Wayne Shepherd. Eyes stared in fascination or clouded with fear. Now, the space between the new men closed slowly. Closed with the finality of a steel vise. Red Thorpe eased back the hammer of his gun. It wasn't until then that Wayne Shepherd made his draw. It wasn't hurried or jerky, just a smooth, coordinated movement that was both rapid and sure. Suddenly, the air echoed with gunfire.
Oh, a splint from my arm!
Don't worry, Red. I'm not going to kill you. The hangman will take care of that job. You're under arrest, and so are your two partners. Unless they want to have some of the...
No, don't turn it on us, Law Doc. You win.
Oh, Wayne, I knew you'd do it. Oh, I'm so happy.
So am I, son.
Oh, Bill, Sam, take those three over to the calaboose and lock them up. I'll be there in a minute.
Right, Sheriff.
Nels, you know it wasn't me. The way you fixed my gun is what really did it. The magic.
Wayne, I've got a message for you. A personal message.
Who's it from?
The man you think is an outlaw. He told me how to fix your gun.
Say, I would like to know just what you did to it.
Nothing?
What? Nothing? Well, I thought you said you'd give it the same kind of magic his gun has.
I did. He told me to let you believe whatever you wanted to believe. And that was the only magic we used.
Well, I don't understand.
The magic of self-confidence. Now, you've regained it, son. And I know you'll never lose it.
Nels, I...
Blue River lost a great sheriff last night. And we have a great one today.
Oh, Wayne.
Will you tell me one thing, Nels?
Sure. If I can.
Who is he? The man with a mask. Who gives magic to other people's guns.
He's the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.